This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. We're running a little bit late here, and we have a lot of games that we want to get to, so we'll bang through these. Lee, I will start with the Canes tomorrow. They are 17.5-point favorites over USF, who beat Crowder's Florida Gators last week. I just like to point that out as often as possible.
Bygones be bygones.
What do you think about tomorrow's Canes game, Lee?
Okay, I'm not playing this game, but I thought I was going to love South Florida. Then I watched the tape, and I'm taking notes. I realized South Florida only had 3 defensive pressures the entire game. When was the last time a team holds an opponent under 20 points with 3 defensive pressures, none from the defensive line? Then I went back and studied Carson Beck. I think there's like 484 qualifying quarterbacks that started at least 2 games college football since Carson Beck started his first game. Quarterbacks with a clean pocket, Carson Beck ranked 6th over that time. Mm. He is really good when he can survey the field here. I just think that South Florida, I don't know how much they have left in the tank. This kid Byron Brown's impressive. He's a dog, but he's carried the ball 14 and 17 times. I think Miami is going to pull away late. Carson Beck's going to cook Miami 34-14.
So you're not playing it, though. Why? It's just a little too much.
The line. I thought the line was going to come like 11.5, 12. It's up to 18 some places.
I know. It's a big line. Yeah. How about Crowder's Florida Gators? They've got LSU. This surprised me. Now, I thought that line was going to be like 18. Crowder said in the last segment, he's like, no, it's 6.5.
Right.
And I said, 6.5? What am I missing here? What am I missing here?
Miami was the only line I was off of any major game. I thought this line was going to come 11.5, 12. Started off at 9.5. It's down to 7.5. And I think that LSU is the right side here. Now, why I think it's a circle game for them. Everyone says it's Alabama every year, but I think this is the game that LSU wanted because last year Florida knocked them out of the college football playoffs with that game, that loss. Florida was losing that game at halftime. He loses that game, Billy Napier, he's done at 4-6. But they rallied, win the next 2 games. They go on to win the bowl game. And you're thinking everything's fine at 8-5. I think a couple of problems here is DJ Lagway. I don't think he's 100%. He's playing with that sleeve on his left leg. Think that he's afraid to run the football. Doesn't look right. The difference between LSU the last couple of years and this year, their speed at linebacker. They are the exact opposite of what we've seen the first couple of years. Those linebackers make tackles in space here. Death Valley will swallow up teams if you're not playing at a high level and not disciplined. And the Gators, 11 penalties last week, 103 yards. I think we're going to see revenge here, served out on a cold platter. Billy Napier's on borrowed time. Goodbye, Sunbelt Billy. LSU 31-14.
That's kind of where I'm leaning on that one as well. Hate to break it to the Crowder.
I've linked that way already.
How about Solana's FIU Panthers? It's the Shula Bowl, FIU and FAU. FIU is a 2.5-point favorite over Boca Raton's Owls.
All right, so Solana still owes me, I think a dinner at the game at the Heat Arena. We bet a game a couple years ago, and I think I won it in double or triple overtime.
That sounds like Solana.
I'm going to give him a chance to get off the hook here.
Okay.
They're playing at home. I know they held – it was impressive. They held Penn State to 3-for-12 on third down conversions. Very impressive. But FAU quarterback, kid named Caden Veldkamp, 27-for-36 for 309 yards and 5 touchdowns last week. I'm going to take FAU. You want to make a bet here, double or nothing here?
Yeah, you got to bet him, Solana.
Oh, man, Lee, I mean, you name your terms. I'm 2-0 with FIU this season. I told you Willie Simmons era would be a different era at Pitbull Stadium.
Is this a straight-up bet with Lee, or are you betting not with the line? Are you laying the points, or what are you doing?
Oh, I would like to go straight up. I'd like to just get FIU money line.
Okay.
FIU straight up.
We'll go money line.
I don't necessarily know 2.5 is is favorable to me. But, yeah, I just like FIU to win the game, Lee.
Are you going to go to see Pitbull at halftime?
I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I don't miss a Shula Bowl.
Yeah, all right. There it is. It's a bet, and –
okay.
We're betting $8
or nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Double or nothing? What do I owe you? Like a box?
Well, I think you owe me an $8.44 hot dog and a $6.50 Coke.
Okay.
And I think it was might have been an ice cream too. Might have been one of the. Might have been a Baskin Robbins ice cream.
I'll meet you at the kosher corner. And yeah. I'll meet you at the kosher corner.
They have a salad there at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah, you can't have a salad. You don't have a salad.
No, he loves a salad. He loves a salad.
Center. So yeah, I think it came to $24.97. We'll round up to $25. If I win dinner for my wife and myself at the Kaseya Center.
I'll get you into the Bacardi suite and I'll get you guys dinner. Or something like that. We'll figure it out.
We're not going to spend a dime on it.
Did you see what he just did there? Yeah. He's like, I'll get you in somewhere. Yeah. Like, yeah, no.
Alex, I got enough ins where I can get in.
Coming out of your pocket, man.
Nothing.
No, I'll get you into the Bacardi Lounge. You like Hyatt? You like one of the Club Lee?
He's going to get you a little plastic bracelet that he's going to steal off one of the security people. All right, let's do it before we run out of time. Dolphins game. How about the Dolphins? They are 2-point favorites, surprisingly, over New England, although I'm betting them.
Colts, first team since 1977 to score in every offensive possession. If Miami loses this game, I think it's over for Greer and McDaniel. A lot of people believe that also. Cheapest ticket for a lower bowl is $75. Parking passes are going for more. I think the difference here is going to be the cornerback for the Pats, Christian Gonzalez, second team All-Pro last year. He's out for the game. Dolphins, I think, are going to empty the tank in a shootout. This is the first parlay I think I've bet in 6 months. I like the Dolphins, minus the 2. I'm taking the over 43. Dolphins final win 35-30. Dolphins and over for your lungs.
Wow. I love that.
Okay.
A shootout. Okay. Give it to me all day long. Anything else? Because we're out of time here, Lee. Any other locks?
Two big games, college football. Taking Tennessee to upset Georgia. I believe, and not Joey Aguilar, Joey Swagular. They're going to carry this kid off like they do Rudy. And I love Pitt against West Virginia. Quarterback under the radar. Like I said, everyone's talking about everyone else, but Pitt has his quarterback from Alabama, and I think he's the real deal. He's going to be drafted in the second, third round, be an NFL quarterback. West Virginia lost their only playmaker, running back White. They're starting a walk-on running back, number 27. Kid's like 5'7", 165 pounds, dripping wet. I think West Virginia doesn't win another game the rest of the season. Blowout in the backyard brawl for the Pitt Panthers.
All right. Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Again, he likes – gave you two there at the end. Tennessee over Georgia, Pitt over West Virginia. Likes the parlay Dolphins and the over – he likes FAU in the Shula Bowl. He likes LSU laying the points against UF, and he's not playing the Miami game, but he does think Miami is going to outclass USF by the end. Follow Lee Sterling on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Thank you as always, Lee.
See you guys. Take care. There you go. Safe.
Lee Sterling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.